Dear children, I am M.P. Murali, TGT English and Social Science, AECS Kudankulam. Class 8, Subject Social Science, Section Geography. Chapter 3, Mineral and Power Resources. Module 1, Mineral Resources. Children, all of you know different types of mineral resources around us. In your kitchen, different types of utensils are there. Some are made of aluminium, some are made of steel, some are of copper. All these aluminium, copper, steel are made of mineral resources. They are belong to mineral resources. They are metallic minerals. We know electrical wires made of aluminium or copper. Aluminium and copper are metallic minerals. There are different types of knives which are made of iron or steel. So these are metallic minerals. Your bicycle is made of different types of minerals. Your geometry box, steel water bottle, tiffin box, all are made of different types of metallic minerals. Your father goes to petrol pump to fill petrol to the bike or petrol or diesel to the car. Petrol and diesel are mineral fuels. In your kitchen, natural gas is filled in cylinder and it is used for cooking. It is mineral fuel. What are minerals? Where do we get minerals? What are the different types of mineral resources? That's what we are going to learn in this chapter. First section, mineral and their types. What is mineral? Mineral is naturally occurring substance that has a definite chemical composition. They are concentrated in a particular area or rock formation. Minerals are identified on what basis? On the basis of physical properties such as color, density, hardness, and chemical properties such as solubility. Based upon this, minerals are classified in different categories. Minerals are generally classified metallic minerals and non-metallic minerals. These are on the basis of composition. Metallic minerals are classified as ferrous mineral and non-ferrous minerals. Ferrous minerals mean mineral contain iron. So ferrous minerals are iron-based mineral. Example, iron ore, manganese and chromite. Non-ferrous minerals does not contain iron. Example, gold, silver, copper and lead. Non-metallic minerals are there. Non-metallic minerals do not contain metals. Example, limestone, mica, gypsum. The mineral fuels like coal and petroleum are also non-metallic minerals. Okay, we have seen different types of mineral. And we have categorized the minerals into metallic and non-metallic minerals. Again, we classified metallic minerals into ferrous and non-ferrous minerals. Now, the next topic, extraction of minerals. How do we get minerals? What are the processes by which we are digging out the mineral from the earth? Minerals are underground resources only. So, mineral mining is the process of taking out minerals from rocks, from earth surface. Open cast mining, this is one method. Minerals are taken out by removing the surface layer. Another method, shaft mining. Deep bores called shafts to be made to reach minerals in depth. This is called shaft mining. Another method, drilling. Deep wells are bored to take the minerals such as petroleum and natural gas. So this is called drilling. Another method, quarrying. Minerals are near the surface. Some minerals are near the surface. So these minerals near the surface are simply dug out. This process is called quarrying. So this open cast mining, shaft mining, drilling, quarrying are the methods to dig out the different types of mineral as per the availability, as per the situation. We follow these methods. As different types of minerals are used, different types of methods such as open cast mining, shaft mining, drilling and quarrying. Next, we have to discuss distribution of minerals. How minerals are distributed in different parts of the world. So, metallic minerals like iron ore, copper and nickel are found in igneous rock and metamorphic rocks. You have already learned in lower classes. The rocks are divided into three categories: igneous rocks, sedimentary rocks and metamorphic rocks. Metallic minerals like iron ore, copper and nickel are found in igneous rocks and metamorphic rocks. Non-metallic minerals like limestone are found in sedimentary rocks. Mineral fuels are coal and petroleum. These are found in the sedimentary strata. Okay, now let us discuss the distribution of minerals in different continents of the world. First, in Asia, China and India have large deposits of iron ore. China, Malaysia, Indonesia are the world's leading tin producers. China leads in the production of lead, antimony and tungsten. Now let us think about Europe. Europe is rich in iron ore production. Russia, Ukraine, Sweden and France have large deposits of iron ore. Let us think about the mineral resources in North America. North American area we can divide into three categories: Canadian region, Appalachian region and Western Cordilleras. Canadian region has the deposit of iron ore, nickel, gold, uranium and copper. Appalachian region has coal. Western Cordilleras have copper, lead, zinc, gold and silver. Now let us think the mineral resources of South America. Brazil is the largest producer of high-grade iron ore. Chile and Peru are leading producers of copper. Brazil and Bolivia are the world's largest producer of tin. Now let us analyze the mineral resources in Africa. Africa is the world's largest producer of diamonds, gold and platinum. Gold is produced in South Africa, Zimbabwe and there. Oil is found in Nigeria, Libya and Angola. Now, in the continent Australia. Australia is the largest producer of bauxite in the world. Also, the leading producer of gold, diamond, iron ore, tin and nickel. Now, the continent which is not inhabited, people are not staying, people are not living in the continent. Which continent? Antarctica. So, Antarctica contains coal. Coal is found in Transantarctic Mountains. Iron is found in the Prince Charles Mountains of East Antarctica. Iron ore, gold, silver and oil are present in the commercial quantities. Now, let us analyze the distribution of minerals in our country, India. How the mineral resources are distributed in different parts of India. Iron is mostly found in Jharkhand, Orissa, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Maharashtra and Karnataka. Bauxite, the major bauxite producing areas are Jharkhand, Orissa, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. Mica. Mica deposits mainly occur in Jharkhand, Bihar, Andhra Pradesh and Rajasthan. India is the largest producer and exporter of mica in the world. Copper. Copper is mainly produced in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. Manganese. Indian manganese deposits are mainly in Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Orissa, Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. Limestone. Major limestone producing states in India are Bihar, Jharkhand, Orissa, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Tamil Nadu. Gold. Gold, we have only one gold mine in India, that is Kolar in Karnataka. Kolar in Karnataka has deposits of gold in India. These mines are among the deepest in the world, which makes mining in this ore a very expensive process. It means the gold content in the Kolar mine is dwindling. We had to go deep to get the gold. That is not economical. Not economical means the money which we are spending for the process is more than what benefit, what profit we are getting. So it is not economical. So Kolar gold mine is there, but the process of digging out the gold from Kolar is not profitable. Anyhow, one gold mine is there, that is Kolar in Karnataka. Salt. Salt is obtained from seas, lakes and rocks. India is one of the world's leading producers and exporters of salt. Okay, thus we have discussed about the distribution of minerals in the different continent and different areas of India. In India, it is very, very particular. We can see that major minerals are concentrated on Chota Nagpur Plateau. Chota Nagpur Plateau is the adjoining part of Bihar, Jharkhand, Bengal, Orissa. That area contains almost different types of minerals, and we depend upon this area for getting a different types of mineral resources. Now, let us analyze the use of minerals. We have already discussed the use of minerals, the benefits of minerals. Now, once again, we can sum up. The minerals are used, gems are used in jewelry industry. So, gems are minerals. These are very valuable and these are used in jewelry industry. Copper is used to make pipes, ports. The silicon is used in the computer industry. It is obtained from quartz. Aluminium is obtained from bauxite. It is used in automobiles, bottle industry, building and kitchen cookware. Now, last we have to discuss about the conservation of minerals. Why to conserve minerals? What is the significance of the conservation of minerals? Minerals are non-renewable resource. Non-renewable resource means it cannot be renewed. It will be exhausted if you are recklessly exploring and using the mineral resources. There will be a time it will be exhausted. So we have to be cautious about the conservation of the minerals, because minerals are non-renewable. It takes thousands of years for the formation and concentration of minerals. The rate of formation is much smaller than the rate at which the human consume these minerals. It is necessary to reduce wastage in the process of mining. And we can also follow the method. Recycling of metal is another way in which the mineral resources can be conserved. So conservation of minerals is very necessary, since minerals are non-renewable resources. That's all about the first module. Thank you.